This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Once Upon an Election. Episode 4.
Good afternoon, Ray Kington with you on Hope 103.2. We are joined by the leader of the party for bringing outward the tyranny and trickery of obscure modernism, a.k.a. the B-O-T-T-O-M party. His name is Harry Hardpex. Thanks for coming on the program.
A pleasure, Ray. And let me say from the outset, I'm an avid listener of the ABC.
This isn't the ABC.
I know.
Mr. Hardpex, what do you promise the people of New South Wales should you be elected Premier this March?
I promise to get the job done, Ray.
Which jobs?
All of them.
Surely you have a particular focus?
Focus? Of course I do, Ray. 2020 vision, my friend. My focus is adjustable. Long vision, short vision, no job too big, not too small for Harry Hardpex.
Can you be more precise?
Every job, Ray. Every job that needs to be done will be done.
In what areas?
Every area.
Mr. Hardpex, I'm really going to push you for a descriptive response. Say it's day one in the Premier's office. What is the first item on the agenda?
Tax reforms.
Okay, tax reforms. That's something solid we can discuss. What are you looking at?
Reforming taxes.
In what ways?
Every way possible. We'll look at the major taxes and the minor taxes.
What would you consider a minor tax?
The little ones.
What would you define as a little one?
The minor taxes.
Mr. Hardpex, I'm desperately trying to get a straight answer for me. You say that tax reforms are the first item on your agenda should you be elected Premier. What areas? Specifically, what will you be reforming?
Ray. You see, the tax system that is in place currently has many pros and cons. Of course, it is of the utmost importance for the state government to get jobs done. And in some circumstances, should the need arise, given great consideration, some taxes will remain in order to achieve the goals that will benefit the state of New South Wales. In other circumstances, Ray, taxes are proving to be somewhat of a burden as opposed to what they're intended for, provision to the community. In these circumstances, the taxes that have been formed by the current or previous government will be reformed.
That's not a straight answer.
Well, if you can't understand the simple nature of political tax reforms, perhaps I am better off speaking with the ABC.
We've got Jonathan on the line.
G'day, Ray.
Afternoon, Jonathan. Thanks for calling in.
I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the ABC. I listen all the time.
This is Hope 103.2.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a question for Mr. Hardpex?
Yeah, I don't pay tax. Should I be doing that?
Jonathan, if you earn a wage over the tax-free threshold, you should be paying tax. That's a given. Do you have a question specifically for the leader of the B-O-T-T-O-M party?
Yeah, Mr. Hardpex. You going to be doing any interviews with the ABC?
Thanks for your call, Jonathan. Thanks also to Mr. Hardpex for joining us this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Ray. And remember, if you want the state to get going, vote B-O-T-T-O-M.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.